Coming up today on the show, Epcot construction is complete until next week when Test Track closes. And we're going to talk a little bit about what attractions we would put in all of the World Showcase pavilions. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode 455 of Traveling with a Mouse. My name is Adam. I am hosting this week, and I am joined today by John.
I hope you're satisfied, because if you ain't, don't blame me. You can blame my friends on the other side.
Little Tiana's Bayou Adventure preview. Who was that? Oh, was that Yeah, I'm like Keith David. Excuse me.
Keith David, yes.
Speaking of Keith David. I could have said,
welcome to hell.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you know. Speaking of, he's going around the internet.
He's going around the internet?
Okay. The Disney internet, because did you see their on-ride? Well, I don't know if this is the on-ride photo, but his facial expression on Tiana's Bayou Adventure. There was like a particular photo where he looks annoyed.
Annoyed.
And they were like,
they put him in. And they put him in like he was in the seat.
Right. Like he didn't really want to be there. And the captions were like Splash Mountain fans riding Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
You know, I got to be honest. I didn't think that there was that many people who really like took to heart or caught on to that whole concept of possibly using Dr. Priscilla and the drop. Apparently, it was more popular of an idea than I realized.
I mean, a lot of people assumed because of how Splash Mountain ended. It was kind of a...
Yeah, but they also said it was going to be a new story, so...
Right.
Which is another thing, like I said last week, they should have learned from Galaxy's Edge. I mean, hello. I mean,
you can't help but compare.
Right.
Is this what we knew?
I mean, which one's better, Toad or Pooh? I mean, just saying. Yeah.
So, as this episode is out... Passholder previews have already started, and hopefully
you're going to be on one.
And I are both going to go to do the preview. So hopefully we'll get in. We don't have a Magic Kingdom park reservation. That kind of leads me to a news story, because Disney sent an email prior to the passholder preview starting on the 13th. They sent an email saying that if you don't have Magic Kingdom, you're eligible for the 1 p.m. virtual queue. If you do, of course, have Magic Kingdom part, if you're able to snag that before it sold out, you can enter the 7 a.m. virtual queue for that day. And it says, of course, you do not have to have entered any park in order to get into the 1 p.m. virtual queue. And after 2 p.m. on those days, pass holders can get in without even having to enter in the first park that they had reserved as well. You can only join one virtual queue per day. So the people who were able to get one at 7 aren't eligible to book again at 1. So we'll see. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing just how far this process has come. I mean, back in the day, you just happened to be in the park and they were leading into the days when an attraction was going to open. They'd be like, hey, you want to have a preview? Sure. Right.
We need to test this out on some folks.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you're putting, it's just like people are going through all this trouble almost to get a ride that, because it's technically the reason why they have previews, is to help kind of work out some of the kinks that you may or may not get to see in its entirety.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just is bizarre. It's bizarre a little bit to me. But
yeah.
Everybody wants to be the first for everything. I think that's one of the things Disney was trying to eliminate with the, with just putting that POV out there.
Right.
Like nobody can claim their right to being the first.
Right, being first.
to
right.
do anything, to show it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's obviously a lot of press going on around it at the moment. Like, the cast of the film basically has written it. and got looks like got stuck on it.
Well, again, once again, the cast of the film, and this is a new story. What film? It's a continuation from the first film.
Well, yeah.
Well, minus Keith David, obviously.
Right. He's nowhere to be seen.
Who is it that voiced Ray? He would be minus him, too.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat, that video that Jason shared, I think, in there with Mama Odie. Can't think of her name. I know she used to guest star. It seemed like a one of Fresh Prince, I think. Wasn't she like one of the aunts?
Yeah, Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah. But wasn't she one of Vivian's sisters on the
Fresh Prince? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she was. I'm trying to think of the character's name. That's probably where I first saw her, but she's in so many things.
Right. She was looking a little like Macy Gray that day.
Yeah, she's been around forever. No, but she was entertaining guests in the while the ride was.
They had nothing better to do. Might as well make the most of it.
Right. Well, they were kind of stuck.
Yeah. Anyway, we talked about this a lot last week. Anyway, that's almost like a follow up, I guess, to last week.
Right. So, fingers crossed that next time we have an episode. Well,
we convene.
Maybe next time. I don't know. We'll have a review of this.
I was going to say, next time we can tease, we're expecting to have some guests that we've had on before.
Yeah, some returning
hopefully.
Guests.
We're hopefully having returning guests.
I think that may have given it away because we said plural, but...
Guests. Yeah, we've never had two at the same time other than these guys. Well, we give it away. It doesn't matter. You have to listen to this episode to find out anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, we previously had the brothers WW on, and we are anticipating... the next week's episode.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in to that, right?
Yeah. After their...
They've been very busy siblings.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really cool moments there that we'll have to get some more clarity on what they were thinking and doing.
Well,
how those challenge runs went.
They had to be one of the first people to do something. Not going to give that one away.
Right. Okay. Good point.
All right. Even though it's probably out there, you'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
Some of you may not know. That's the reason why I say I'm not going to give that part away. So
let's look forward to that. Ali Crivello visited Journey of
Moana.
Water. Yes, a.k.a. Moana. Visited Journey of Water. Looked like she had a great time, according to the video that Disney put out.
That was not staged at all. That was completely her in her natural environment.
Yeah, they just caught it in the moment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she didn't ham it up for the cameras at all.
Never happened.
No, but for reals, I think she probably did enjoy it. And I've seen some other people saying that she was around the park, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, there probably was some genuine, enjoyment to that, but I'm sure also a little bit for the cameras.
Sure, I'm sure it's a bit of both. But, it was probably nice to see something in the park. So it was a movie that she had worked on and is working on a sequel and maybe in the live action, too. Isn't she going to be the live action Moana?
I don't think she is. I thought was going to be Zendaya.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Okay.
It was going to be Zendaya was going to be the...
Oh, well. Well, 2 out of 3 is not bad.
However, Dwayne Johnson will be...
Male enforced. Makes sense.
Because he probably looks the most still like his animated counterpart.
Actually, yeah. Minus the hair. That would be the hair.
We'll have to do that. I'll just do something there.
That's easy to do, though.
when I mentioned Zendaya, I couldn't help but think of it the other day because we had looked at, on Disney Plus, we had looked at, I've shown the kids stuff like Hannah Montana and stuff like that before. And I was like, Zendaya's kind of become a bit of a star here lately, especially with the Dune movies.
Mm.
I was like, this series right here is where she got her start, really. And it was that Shake It Up, that series on Disney Channel. Do you remember that one?
Mm-mm.
It was probably roughly 2010 or 11, somewhere in that range, I think, when it came out. But anyway,
that's why I didn't watch
it. Sometimes you see a series or you just happen to catch a series of some kind and then someone becomes bigger later, right? That you're like, I wasn't really sure that they would get that far.
Right.
Truth be told.
I should have known she got her start at Disney Channel. So, yeah, a lot. I mean, if you trace it back, someone's career far enough. It,
a lot of them, yeah.
A lot of them start there.
There's a good many of the child actors that start there, and some of them don't come to the best places right. in life.
Some of them fall off the rails, yeah, pretty quickly.
Unfortunately, but...
won't name names, but anyway.
You all already know who they are.
Yeah, everyone
it's
knows.
It's been well documented.
But as I mentioned in the intro, the vice president of Epcot has declared...
The vice president of Epcot.
That's what it says. Epcot vice president declares...
I didn't even know it had a vice president.
I didn't either. I don't even know who it is. But they're being dragged on social media because they're saying that Epcot is complete. The overhaul project. Minus like 18 things that they scaled back or cut or canceled.
First of all, that is an untrue and incorrect statement according to Walt.
Well... Because well, he didn't say Epcot was done. They just said,
"Yes, he did." He said, "Epcot is complete." That's what you just said. Epcot is complete.
Well, let me read the exact quote. "It's a very exciting time to be at Epcot. After years of creative vision, innovation, and dedicated work, I'm thrilled to share that this historic transformation of our park is complete. The construction walls have come down around World Celebration, and CommuniCore Hall, CommuniCore Plaza, and Mickey and Friends will open to all starting June 10th. These beautiful spaces speak to the heart of World Celebration Neighborhood, which focuses on experiences that bring communities together."
See, it took so long and happened in so many phases. It's like you never even noticed that it's complete, hardly, other than the walls are completely down, I guess. That's the only thing you notice. I mean, just so many different phases that they opened it up in. Not like it was a big reveal. It's like you look at it now and like, ta-da.
They broke the walls down.
Yeah.
Yeah, though, I mean... I was thinking back over a lot of the things that was originally going to be part of this, and
it wasn't originally going to be done during before the 50th.
A lot, I think most.
Is that the original plan? Here we are, 3 years later, 3 years after us.
And we were supposed to have this multi-story festival center, which was going to have a rooftop like lounge where you could have a bird's eye view of the fireworks. Of course, that was scrapped very shortly after COVID.
So far, we have things that have been called put on hold, not necessarily scrapped, right? We have things
if they're talking about this is completed, then is the play pavilion actually on hold or is it just done? Like,
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's why,
it has been suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, Play Pavilion has been not talked about for years at this point. Spaceship Earth was going to get a massive overhaul before the 50th. That never happened. And that hasn't been talked about since they put it on hold or whatever. Mary Poppins attraction was going to be part of World Showcase, and that's no more.
We might get to that later.
Yeah, I would say we're about to revisit that.
Or something like that.
Perhaps. What else? You know, Journey of Water was not really talked about prior to all this, but it sort of became...
It was on the docket.
Yeah, it sort of became part of this.
Now, I wonder if, depending on how the success of the upcoming, or the should be out really any day now, I think, Inside Out 2.
Yes, right.
They'll revisit using them in the X Wonders of Life Pavilion, the previous Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Maybe.
Or would they perhaps even entertain doing Journey into Imagination with them? But I don't think they're going to do that because Figment's kind of like solidified himself, obviously, as a character. So he's got to be in Imagination. I would hate to see them commingle the IP, so to speak.
Right.
I think the best case scenario would be to use Wonders of Life for something Inside Out related if they're going to do it.
Sure. It would be.
To be quite honest, the existing Cranium Command Theater kind of lends to what they do and what the main concept of Inside Out is, you know?
I mean, sure.
So.
But I don't think there was ever any official, like, word about redoing Imagination, but it's been rumored forever that they are going to do something with that, but...
I mean, I would like to see them at least attempt to restore it to its former glory. Obviously, they can't do it completely because they took out some of the track. apparently you can't bring the ImageWorks back either. Something about codes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
For the same reason that the, apparently, right. For the same reason the people move around in Disneyland is pretty much doomed, because it's never going to be able to be up to code, and it would cost way too much to bring it up to code.
Yeah.
So now it's just going to sit there.
Yeah. So basically they brought back the Epcot character spot as well, which that area looks fine, but it's like basically exactly the same as before, just redone.
Is it in the same spot?
I think so. I think it's basically the exact
same Epcot spot, the same character spot?
Basically, roughly. And a lot of people are talking about the CommuniCore Hall being...
not much of a hall.
Yeah, basically just a cafeteria.
Yeah, the building's like, on that side is like how much smaller than it was?
I don't know. I mean, it looks, it's big inside, but, you know, they tore that building completely down, but it looks like they just built it back. Kind of the shape it was.
Similar, but smaller.
Right, but it's also just one big open space with tables and chairs now, and it's like the Epcot cafeteria.
The old Innoventions / CommuniCore or whatever. You know, remember that area I'm talking about that's on the side of the land? You could go in there and just kind of cool off, and like nobody would be in that hallway, like right. A big empty. It's like a big empty.
That's true.
There were like two chairs there or something like that. It was not very much.
Yeah, it was like a hallway.
Yeah,
just people would be sitting on the floor charging their phones or something.
Do you know what I always liked about that space, though? It was one of the few spaces in Epcot that still felt like the 80s Epcot, like that feel to it.
Because it probably smelled like it, too.
But probably did. I think that was a similar smell. It was just one of the few places that kind of felt that way. That was one of the things I liked about it. But
I think the underwhelming, like, okay, so there's the Encanto stage right now that is mostly in the sun as well, so that area is open, and the show I guess will be running for a while. There's also like a little food window, I guess, but anyway, this whole pit area that was under construction for so many years, we basically have a few, it's basically just a lot of open area where people can sit around. And there's a Walt statue, and then there's a planter that looks like a, I won't say.
Yeah, because that's one thing people like to do is sit in an open area in the
sun.
Central Florida.
In Florida, yeah.
Especially this time of year.
So for those people, that's what the CommuniCore Hall is. You can just go in and sit inside. People. So I don't know. It's a lot of nothing, really.
Yeah. So,
that's why people are not really excited about this. So,
you know, thinking about it, Epcot probably always has been the park where you're going to get the most sun.
Yeah.
Walking around when you think about
it. That's
true. In another park,
so much walking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, World Showcase is wide open.
Yeah, that's true. There are trees here and there, but it's
a lot of walking. The walking path is wide open.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a ton of walking.
And there's no omnibuses. Of course, they couldn't fit them through there now anyway. It'd go like a half a mile an hour.
Right. To avoid too all many the... people.
Yeah. But there was once about an hour.
I forget the exact mileage, if you will. But I think it's just shy of a mile between Ratatouille and Guardians of the Galaxy, which is basically the two farthest points from each other. So that's a long walk. Anyway. Before we get to the main topic, Country Bear Musical Jamboree got an opening date.
I did get an opening date.
July the 17th. So This is one I don't think it's going to live up to the original. And
no, most things don't.
It probably couldn't.
To be honest.
Right.
How many overhauls when they changed it, did it really turn out to like the average Disney fan who had actually been there the whole time liked better than the previous? There's not too many you can say that about.
Yeah.
Period.
The Tiki Room under new management was great.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That was like a mercy killing whenever Iago set fire. It was.
Right. Yeah. I think it was the gods were angry and they finally just set Iago on fire. Anyway.
You know, and I would say some of the attractions have truly been enhanced.
Yeah.
What? I questioned a couple of the changes in Pirates. Like, I don't know. At first, it's kind of neat adding Jack, but then you just kind of realize, I was like, no, it would kind of be nice to see the original story or the original storyline without him in it now, but a little bit, but that's just...
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it was neat for a while, but he's kind of become... Like, in other words, Pirates the Traction has kind of outlived Jack Sparrow, maybe, as far as... Or the Pirates movies, in a way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, enough time has passed now since the Pirate movies have come out that...
Yeah.
It might need yet another change to it. I don't know.
What's it? 7 years now since the last one?
I think it was 2017, so yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Somewhere in there? So 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's still rumors that they're going to do another one, but...
It's kind of reaching that point, though, where you're going to have to... If you're going to do any more, you're going to have to reboot or change something.
But can you really do it without Johnny Depp?
That was kind of... He was kind of the main thing, reason that people were attracted to it in the first place, was he
right.
not? I mean, can you imagine the first one having the success it was without him? I mean...
Yeah.
Without that character.
Or
that
the
he,
last one,
he
to be honest.
Basically... He is responsible for, ultimately.
Yeah. I think even though the last one made a decent amount of money, I think it was because it was it was the only reason people went and saw it again, a fifth movie.
But I would say for the majority part, all the changes they've made to like Haunted Mansion, right, have all been positive for the most part.
Wait, Haunted Mansion?
Yeah. The updates
in Hatbox goes, because some people are annoyed about where they put him, but
well, location.
I think
like I said most, but again, that one's at least he's there.
Yeah. So yeah, Country Bears. It's basically a Nashville style show, is what they're saying, which I think we knew that, but they confirmed it.
Whatever that means.
They also confirmed that Teddy Barra is the one singing A Whole New World. So I'm like.
Kind of what we thought, wasn't it? So is that what we anticipated when
I think
we talked
about
it
that last
couple
weeks
ago?
We may have said that, but I just wanted
because she drops out of the ceiling. She's gonna have a carpet underneath her.
Yeah, I hope not. That would.
And then Henry could kind of quote the Honest Trailer song of the whole
yeah.
Honest Trailer lyrics of it. Right. It would make it in the spirit of the old Country Bears.
Yeah. Do you think they've had time to update the animatronics? Or is this like a reskin? Yeah.
Surely they've had to do some updates.
Yeah, it's not long. So.
I think they basically just, it almost seems like they've only kept it down long enough to like reprogram the show mostly. But reprogram, I mean, how much could you possibly, you can't possibly have changed out AI figures in that amount of time. Not all of them.
Yeah, so
not with newer ones, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe they'd say put newer technology in there. They may update and replace parts, you know, stuff like that, the process.
Yeah. So I can't say I'm excited for this one, but I'll definitely go see it and judge for myself. But
yeah, you're not going to like it as much as the old one. You already know.
I mean, how could you? I grew up with the old one. It's like it's an impossible task. But if it's good and they actually put, you know, they made it.
A lot of times you can just decent. Look at something that's passable.
That's the key. If it's passable and the characters are still funny and still similar to their original character personalities, whatever.
So then, it's like, you know, just like Figment, right?
Yeah.
Like Journey to Imagination, right?
Right. Okay. It's not a great example. All right. Well, speaking of, I guess that's a good transition to get to Epcot again. We stumbled on this idea last week. Well, we were talking about improvements to the park, and then it was like, whoa, this needs its own episode. So here we are.
Just about is going to have its own episode. Almost.
Yeah. A few of the countries have attractions now. If we were to add attractions to every World Showcase Pavilion.
At no expense.
Right. Let's hope they do. But here's the first controversial question. Where do we start? Do we start with Canada or Mexico? Mexico already has an attraction, but...
Where do you want to start at?
That's the age-old question. Personally, I kind of do both. It depends on if Barbas is working the morning shift or the afternoon shift. La Cava. That's how I determine, am I going to end at La Cava or begin at La Cava?
I think just to take a few folks off, let's start in Canada.
Yeah, let's do that.
Plus Canada,
doesn't have an attraction, so we need build one.
It has technically the definition of attraction, just it doesn't have a ride.
A ride, I guess you'd say, yes. It does have a circle vision, the O Canada show.
Right.
Which I saw once.
Were they revamping that again, or do they still have the Martin Short?
No, I have the Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy hosting.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Fairly new. It was a few years ago when they did that one. I watched that one. It was good.
Eugene Levy's Canadian. Is Catherine O'Hara? I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she must be. Will Arnett is Canadian, so maybe he could do it. Or Jim Carrey. But neither are Disney legends, so I don't know. I don't think Catherine O'Hara.
Just thinking of Canadian people that can do it.
Yeah. Are there any Canadian?
Is Eugene Levy a Disney legend?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
In what way?
Was Home Alone, that's Catherine O'Hara, was that a 20th Century Fox? Does Disney technically own that?
It does now, but
she could be a Disney legend.
I guess.
She's in at least those movies, right?
I think most people from my generation, though, think of Eugene Levy and they think of American Pie.
Right, yeah. So. Or, yeah, nowadays it's the Schitt's Creek show, but...
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway.
Isn't that canceled already?
Oh, well, it ended. I don't know if it was canceled, but it ended years ago now at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so Canada. Who do we have? What do we have? So I asked AIs...
Okay, let's see what AI had to say first.
Well, I asked a couple of questions. One was, what Disney movies are based in Canada? For one. Do they come to your mind? Like, I couldn't think of any off the top of my head.
I wonder if maybe something like Never Cry Wolf, maybe, or I don't know, or that was probably Alaska.
It may have been. So the only two that AI came up with... And I had to look these up.
Oh, wow.
Well, right. But one of them, and again, this isn't explicitly Canada, but Brother Bear. It says it's a...
Yeah, but you wouldn't use that one. It kind of bombed.
Right. So it was North America, but could technically be Canada.
Right, just based on the surroundings. Yeah.
And the other one was The Incredible Journey, the 1963 live-action film, which isn't that the movie Homeward Bound? Wasn't that based on that Incredible Journey story?
Well, Homeward Bound, I think the tagline was
Incredible Journey.
Yeah.
So was it a remake? Because I couldn't remember the original
film. I don't know. I never really thought they were in Canada whenever... Ooh, one I just thought of that I know is based in Canada from recently that was animated, right? Was Turning Red.
Was it Canada?
Yeah. They literally go to the Sky Dome. That's where the incident happens. Not only is it Canada, I've not watched it. It's Canada via like 1998 or something. It's like, it's early 2000, excuse me.
There you go. Turning Red could be the ride right there.
Man.
So AI decided to go with Brother Bear. And it said it would build a Brother Bear Wilderness Expedition attraction.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Family-friendly river rapids ride through stunning Canadian wilderness inspired by Brother Bear. It would feature animatronics and storytelling elements highlighting nature and brotherhood.
Now that you mention that, though, they could technically bring something like a Grizzly River Run like they have out in the California Adventure, like make a carbon copy if there's space enough in Canada.
Yeah.
So they're there to make that. That would take a lot of room.
Yeah, there may not be. But, yeah, that's true. Grizzly River Run.
I don't really have a great idea for Canada, unfortunately, other than if you wanted to try and incorporate Turning Red somehow because it was set in Canada. I'm trying to remember. The setting is something like Canada 2002 or something like that. It really is.
It is.
So, yeah, Toronto 2002.
Okay, so we're striking out on the first one.
<from Canada. laughs>
I mean, I was trying to think of anything.
Maybe something will come up. We'll come back to the next one. But the next country is the good old UK.
Yeah. Which I would just dust off the plans for Mary Poppins. I mean, pretty simple.
Like what kind of plans, though? They're going to do something simple like a spinner.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I thought originally they were teasing that it would be like a dark ride type thing. I would include the scene from Great Movie Ride in it. Boom. That would be cool too. And of course, they've probably destroyed those animatronics already, but.
Well, I'm thinking dark ride could be intriguing. They can make it a little bit of a inch, like of an immersive type attraction if they focused on certain aspects of the film, like yeah. when they jump in the painting, for instance.
That yeah, that's what I would think is that would be
almost do it similar to like a Runaway Railway type, but not exactly.
Mm. So maybe the beginning,
maybe you're riding a carousel horse.
That could be some capacity issues, but
it could be.
You only get 5 people on at a time. 3-hour waits every day. No, but that makes sense, though. It's like you start out in the real world and then jump into the painting, the cartoon-type world, yeah, and that's be a trackless ride or something. I like that idea. So if you look at satellite maps of Epcot or, you know, like Google Earth, whatever, there is room in between UK and Canada.
Okay.
But it's that basically that big tent in between the countries that houses special events and whatever. And quite a large bathroom, by the way. I have to say that.
Different episode.
It is a nice bathroom, though. Very large.
We're gonna do an entire episode devoted to Adam's take on bathrooms.
Yeah.
Complete with photos in some cases.
That area is where, well, good. I have done that. But that area is mostly closed unless there's maybe sometimes during the festivals they have it open for something or private events. There's things like that. So you could tear it down and there'd be room for at least a dark ride back there for one of the two countries, or you could do like a shared building kind of thing and you could have both. So there is room for something. I would vote for the UK having that.
Or a Beatles attraction.
As I said, I teased that last week. I'm like, you could do a dark ride that goes through the history of the Beatles.
Yeah, I don't know. The Beatles are becoming a little too far removed from for a present-day audience. Don't get me wrong, they're legends, but as far as like their story, I think a lot of people would probably find it not as interesting, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe, but I mean, they're still very popular. I don't know. But you could start at the Cavern Club.
Are you making this kind of like a dark ride?
Yeah, it would be a dark ride that starts there and then ends on the rooftop.
Yeah, I don't know how well that would go over. But
it probably wouldn't. And it would probably be too expensive, for one, just to have the, even though Disney owns the documentary, but if they use the music, you know, paying royalties on that would probably be insane.
Who owns all that now, by the way, since Michael Jackson's gone? Is it Michael Jackson's estate?
Good question. I don't know who owns it.
Did Paul McCartney get anything back?
Did he buy it back finally or whatever? I don't know. Another question for another day. So France has an attraction now, so I guess we'll leave it alone.
We could. I mean, I can't think of another type of attraction that I would put over there that was, I mean, they have had a couple of movies with French influence on them.
Yeah.
Probably been several.
Yeah. And Ratatouille is good, but
I guess we're thinking along the lines of movies because IP is the obvious direction they would go in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they have the Beauty and the Beast sing along during the day, but I would get rid of that and go back to Impressions de France all the time because I think it's awesome. But maybe do a newer version of Impressions de France? I don't know. Something that's not shot in 1980, but.
Are they going to have a crooked Eiffel Tower?
Yes. Wow. So Morocco would be next. I think the obvious Disney tie-in would be Aladdin, even though it's not. You know, it's a fictional city, Agrabah. It's similar to,
but it's obviously Morocco. Set in that
region,
kind of the world.
Right. Let me backtrack for a second, because AI did say that Mary Poppins' Jolly Holiday should be the attraction at UK, a ride that takes guests on a whimsical journey through scenes of Mary Poppins combining traditional dark ride elements with new immersive technologies to bring the magical world of Mary Poppins to life.
Okay.
So there we have it. For France, it says Ratatouille, but it says build on the existing Ratatouille ride, adding a cooking class experience where guests can prepare a virtual meal with Remy, learning about French cuisine in a fun, interactive way.
It's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, you can do that.
So, Aladdin's Magic Carpet Ride from Morocco. It says an enhanced flying simulator ride where guests join Aladdin Jasmine on a magic carpet ride through the bustling streets and beautiful landscapes of Agrabah, complete the musical score. So would you just be sitting on a carpet in front of a screen? I don't know.
See, I always thought it would be the idea that I had to do a ride or an attraction for Aladdin a long time ago. I actually thought about this. I would focus on the scene where they escape from the Cave of Wonders and make it like a thrill ride and almost a coaster type ride, like you're on there trying to escape.
Please.
You know, you can make it a short ride and just focus on that one scene pretty much, and you eventually, of course, get out.
How could you make it feel like you're riding on a magic carpet, though, without
You could have it look like it's shaped like a carpet. I mean,
you mean like the ride vehicles for Aladdin's, what is it, carpet, magic carpets?
Yeah, maybe. Aladdin? I mean, something along those lines. Not exactly like that. Not exactly like that, obviously. You just do it a little differently.
But like similar ride vehicle where like you're in the carpet instead of on the carpet.
Maybe you could utilize screens like they do nowadays too, though, to kind of, you know, maybe do a half and half type feel, you know. Sort of like, you know, the scene they do in Mickey's PhilharMagic with the Magic Carpet, and they have, you know, because it's 3D, they kind of do that thing where they're flying through the streets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could use screens in that type manner, but not exactly, you know, because that does increase like a sense of motion. You could use that on screens for that at times.
Yeah.
Some sort of hybrid.
My kids absolutely love the scenes in Ratatouille where, and it's similar in the Runaway Railway where you are
behind
like
the walls,
cubbies.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
It's like, almost like your ride vehicle goes in this little cubby hole. It's like basically a giant screen, but
yeah, like when they're running behind the walls.
Yeah, running way. Behind the walls. That's their favorite scene by far.
It's fun.
Ratatouille, especially when he reaches in and like hits the rat trap and all that. They have the greatest time on that.
Uh-huh.
So something like that where it's more interactive and...
Yeah, maybe, you know, somewhat...
Surrounded
by... You have a little bit of both. You have the physical scenes and then you also have the screens type.
So we're talking trackless ride for this.
Nah, maybe. I also don't rule out the using a mild thrill like type coaster type, actually. Not a major thrill type coaster, but a mild thrill type coaster.
Yeah.
I don't rule that out.
So Morocco is actually one of the smallest pavilions in World Showcase, and there's actually a decent amount of room behind the pavilion for a show building, and next to it, in between Morocco and Japan, there's actually a empty pavilion space that could be filled with another country, or you could use that space for an attraction for either Morocco or Japan, which we will get to now. Japan also has room for something, which should we dust off those really old plans of the Mount Fuji roller coaster?
Kind of. I mean, they kind of already did it with Everest. They just changed mountain names.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could do something along those lines, I think. I don't know specifically with that. What do we have this Japanese?
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was Big Hero 6, even though it's not specifically Japan. It's fictional, like Japan, San Francisco, but there is a lot of Japanese influence on Big Hero 6.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another one that's based in Japan. Can't think of one off the top of my head.
Huh. Yeah. Nothing specific comes to mind.
Nothing jumps out at me.
But
maybe
I think the obvious
one... in the future.
No. Right. Well, maybe. I think the obvious one that Disney could go with is Big Hero 6 there, though. You could just make it simple and do that. Which park has the Baymax ride that's essentially swirling saucers or...
Oh, yeah. I do remember that, man.
Mater's Junkyard.
Yeah.
You could throw that in here easily. There's room. you can make room for that.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that idea.
You wouldn't need a lot of space for it, and there is room for it.
Right.
It's something. Anyway.
I think I kind of like the dusting off the Mount Fuji.
I mean, if you were to build this coaster, you'd probably have to use that entire space between Morocco and Japan, and then some, to try and fit it in.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an Everest size attraction, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't even know what the original ideas were for that one. Like, what do you run into? What kind of perils do you run into in Mount Fuji?
Volcano, maybe, or tsunami, maybe? Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know.
You could come up with something.
What was it? Okay.
Spirited Away? Is this a film? What is this?
What is Spirited Away? What are you looking up?
A Japanese animated fantasy film, but does Disney own this? I don't know that Disney owns this.
Was that a long time ago? What was it?
2001. It's like an anime-type film. I don't know why AI thought this would be. But it was highly rated, so maybe that's why.
I don't recall that, so.
So they say make an attraction based on that. Okay, well.
So the next one would be America, right?
Yeah. So what do we do there? We already have something.
America!
So AI suggests Hamilton, the musical experience, a condensed version of the hit Broadway show featuring songs and moments from the show. It would celebrate American history and culture through a modern lens.
Are they talking about replacing something or adding something? Because, I mean, they technically already have an attraction.
Right. I would assume, I mean, they don't say replacing, it just says adding that. I don't know where you'd put it. But if you replace the American Adventure with this, the problem would be in Florida, how are you going to have a Broadway-style cast for this to do, like, multiple shows a day of Hamilton?
Yeah.
All right, well, Italy.
I don't know. Let's see. You make a Rocky Balboa attraction, Italy.
Luca, I mean, makes
Italian
sense.
Italian. Yeah, Luca is one that they could use, although I don't know how well that, if that did well enough for Disney standards to actually put them in.
A COVID film that wasn't even released in theaters, was it?
No. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I liked that movie.
What could you do with an attraction with them, though, if you were going to put one there? I mean, you're going to...
Good point.
If you did a dark ride, what would you do? Kind of a difficult one. Or another Italian movie, Lady and the Tramp?
Well, it says the original Pinocchio story is Italian.
That's true.
Disney's adaptation is not explicitly set in Italy.
I've always associated with Germany for some reason.
Yeah, they also say that, too. So there's a lot of, like, German influence here too, but
yeah.
Cars 2 was partially set in Italy.
Yeah, I don't think that quite works.
The Lizzie McGuire movie?
Yeah, no.
Anyway, so Luca makes the most sense there, but yeah, it may not be as, or Pinocchio, but I mean, you could, in Germany or Italy, you could put the Pinocchio dark ride.
So which one do we have? Maybe, do we have another potentially German film? Or something to do with
Snow White.
There we go. So since we already have two of those, we'll put Pinocchio in Italy.
So this also says The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, especially the segment of Sleepy Hollow, while the main story is set in America, the character Brom Bone sings a song about Headless Horseman that's based on German folklore.
Fair.
So bring back Mr. Toad in Germany? Or you could put Pinocchio in Germany?
Aren't we doing the Ichabod and the Ichabod part in there? Or Mr. Toad part? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
You've never had an attraction with Ichabod.
Yeah. You can make an Ichabod's Wild Ride.
Yeah, something like that. You can make it spooky, run into the Headless Horseman. That'd be kind of cool.
That could be. We already have Snow White, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but you could add the Snow White Scary Adventures back, but put it in Germany.
Maybe. I don't know. Some of these, when you start getting into they already have an attraction somewhere else, it makes you think you may have to come up with an original idea.
Well, what's wrong with cloning something just to have more
Bring it back? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They never bring anything back. They never come back.
Yeah. But there's also, you know, between Italy and Germany, there's a pretty big space for another country there too. So
I was gonna say, the only attraction I can ever think of that Disney brought back in its original format, or at least as close as possible, was Captain EO. That's the only attraction I recall them doing that for.
So yeah, well, it was an easy one you could bring back,
right? Then it was kind of neat to see it again.
Yeah.
So the first time I saw it, I was really young.
Right. Tangled, it says, while the film doesn't explicitly state it's set in Germany, it draws inspiration from German folklore. Specifically, the tale of Rapunzel, also collected by the Brothers Grimm.
I like that idea better.
A Tangled attraction, to put it in.
Have you watched the footage of the ride over in, is it Tokyo?
Or is it? Tokyo.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could bring that here, maybe. Or something similar. Or same, they're along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's enough space.
So,
supposedly they were going to do some kind of a dark ride once upon a time, remember? That's what that space in the back was for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's still there, the show building.
Yeah.
It can be used. Yeah. Build something there.
Maybe it can be tangled up.
Could be.
What's next? Where are we moving next? China?
Yeah. I think Mulan is the obvious choice here because you have done a live action recently as well, but the animated film is popular.
So do you do a dark ride based on Mulan?
Well, AI suggests Mulan's Warrior Training, a thrilling live action animatronic show where guests can watch and participate in martial arts demonstrations celebrating Chinese heritage and the bravery of Mulan.
That would be different because an animatronic show.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Like you'd be pushing AI.
Yeah, live action and animatronic show.
How long do you
show.
Think that'll be? Because you know, Goodwill, one day they're going to attempt to put an actual AI robot in the parks.
I'm sure it'll happen. Like an interactive one?
One that you can talk to and, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe trained by in this case.
The talking Mickey, it, Magic Kingdom kind of did that, but it was very limited in its responses, and I think they stopped doing it because people kept trying to trip it up.
Yeah, but I was going to say, the responses, there was a person in there, right? The only thing that was AI was basically the heads, right?
There was a person in there, but I think, somebody was feeding the lines that would fit based on what the person said, but...
It wasn't true AI.
No, I don't think so. I think there was a set number of lines it could use, and someone was triggering that. I don't know if the person in the costume was triggering it or not, but somebody was.
Kind of like the idea. I mean, AI has come up with some pretty good ideas here. I mean, that's kind of like the training.
Right.
It must have derived that from somewhere in its system, though, as much as it makes you think someone's come up with it before.
Possibly. It scoured the internet, maybe, and found things like that.
Found that.
All right, well, we already have Frozen, but... in Norway, so that makes sense to not do anything there. But
is there anything Norwegian we could use?
Well, it says enhancing the existing Frozen ride with an extension that lets guests visit Elsa's Ice Palace would offer more magical moments. It would feature interactive ice effects and new songs, making it more enchanting.
It would be nice to give it maybe a tad bit of a Frozen 2 update, maybe. Even though the ride itself's only been there since, what, like 16?
The ride itself also is not old yet. Long. So where would you add some scenes, you know?
That's what I'm talking about, like they would like retheme it almost.
I guess, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to... I think it's fine the way it is. I don't know. But maybe the idea of changing the meet and greet with Anna and Elsa to make it more of like an interactive kind of thing versus just waiting in line and then going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Having more elements of, like, you're actually going to Elsa's Ice Palace to meet her.
Yeah. That could be a good idea.
Put like the temperature in there, like, 30 degrees.
You gotta create actual ice to be in there.
Make it frozen in there. Anyway.
Literally frozen. Like, when you take your picture, you're gonna... if you look, you have a frozen smile, it's because you really are.
Yeah. Well, that leads us to Mexico, which we already have an attraction again.
Coco.
Yes, Coco is also what AI suggested. Inspired by the vibrant and heartwarming movie Coco, this ride would take us on a musical journey through the land of the dead with stunning visuals, animatronics, and music. It would celebrate Mexican culture and the importance of family.
I think they take this pavilion and add an attraction, right? You already have the river ride. So you're just gonna put another attraction in there. You're gonna put it over there where that hole in the wall is. And
what? What are you talking about? There's no room. I mean, there's no room in that hole in the wall, as you've called it. Blasphemous talk here. La Cava del Tequila. No, you just make it an extension of La Cava, and it's like people are just handing out margaritas as you go through the boat ride, and you just start singing. Right.
Okay.
No, I don't know. No, I'm fine with changing Grand Fiesta Tour to Coco's, but speaking of, though, did you ever watch, what is it, The Legend of the Three Caballeros or whatever on Disney Plus? I've stumbled on it the other day. It was from like 2018 or something.
Oh, I guess I don't remember that. The Legend of the Three Caballeros.
Yeah, and I think it was maybe two seasons or something. We watched an episode. It was weird, but because it was Donald's 90th birthday, I was trying to find some Donald stuff to watch, and that
right,
came up,
right.
And I was like, huh.
Speaking of which, happy 90th, Donald.
Yeah. We mentioned it last week, but what is it? The Good Hen, I believe, was Donald's first short that he appeared in, or cartoon short that he appeared in. I watched that one.
Okay.
Not good.
Well, you know, it comes with a...
Yeah. But it was 1934, so what can you expect? But Donald has a very minor role in that.
I mean, just how good is Steamboat Willie? I mean...
Well, at least the original part is actually still really cool. Parts of Steamboat Willie is really good, actually.
It's back whenever the animated shorts had a lot of repetitive scenes and emotion. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yes, right. They would loop. Yes. It was actually in this one where the hen was singing. There was a ton of that same clip over and over again. But anyway. Yeah, Donald's first short, not so great, but he's got a lot of really good ones since then, so.
We're kind of like some of the motions, like with the ants and like what was that? This was much later on, the short with like the grasshopper.
The picnic one? Yeah. Oh, that one.
The world, oh, we all living.
Yeah.
Flair.
Wilbert, was it Will? What was that grasshopper's name? Wilbur? Is that one?
I think Wilbur was the little ant he made friends with, actually.
Okay, I just remember Wilbur. Anyway, last thing, since we've gone through the entire existing countries, I did ask AI what...
About adding a country?
A new country would be, and it selected Brazil.
Because that's the one that's been most talked about.
Yeah, talked about most recently. And what attraction? It says the Amazon River Adventure, which... This sounds like an original attraction. There's no AI involved. Or AI. IP involved. There's no AI involved. There's no IP involved.
Until Disney makes a movie about the Amazon River.
Yeah, maybe. It says this attraction would be a thrilling and educational river rapids ride through the Amazon rainforest. Guests would embark on an adventure navigating through the lush greenery, encountering wildlife, animatronic-like jaguars, monkeys, exotic birds, and learning about the diverse ecosystem of the Amazon. The ride would feature immersive scenes with indigenous folklore, highlighting the cultural and natural beauty of Brazil. I feel like this could go at Animal Kingdom, too, at the new Central Americas. Although,
what's another country
South
you
South America would
use?
I don't know. Greece is one that's been thrown around lately.
Why not Australia?
Australia would be cool.
I mean, specifically the outback, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the city parts look just like here. Like this.
Ooh, if you did Australia, you could get Robert Irwin, like Steve Irwin's son, who's now like a breath of fresh air in the world today, like his dad is starting to be. Have you seen any of him lately? Like, he's starting to emerge.
How old is he?
He's like 20, something like that. 20.
Wow. So that means Bendy's even older.
Yeah. anyway, he's just like his dad. If you've seen any of him, I follow him on.
I have not.
Social media.
You say you should, just like he takes unnecessary risks.
Wesley. Well, personality wise, he's his dad. He, if you look him up on social media, it's like watching his dad. It's very
interesting.
Cool, actually.
I wonder what Terry thinks of this.
Well, she's still around. I've seen her on some of those too. Yeah, she's still doing. Yeah. She's still running.
Involved with her son.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, Australia would be cool. New Zealand would be cool too. Now that you say that. But if we were in charge, we would have an attraction in every pavilion. That's what we do.
That's right. I guess so.
Yeah.
Every pavilion would have some sort of an attraction. So.
Right. All right. Well, that's going to wrap this episode up. But we've got lots coming up. But where out there can we be found?
Well, there's always Facebook, X, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, which has your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. We have a YouTube channel, which still right now the latest is the Lorcana reveal. You can check that out. Where, Adam? Where can you get that link?
On our website, we have links to all those things and more there. You can also email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. So, for John, my name is Adam. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
Or next fall.
Or around the world showcase with new attractions.
Maybe. Terry Irwin is 59.
Yeah. Look up some stuff from Robert. It's amazing how much he's like his dad. It's insane. He is like carbon copy of his dad. It's very cool, actually.
Let's see.
Anyway, go look it up, y'all.